Hey Jeff, I would love to learn more about whether or not I can sue for a dog bite.
Sure, this is a question I get all the time because dog bites happen very frequently. In fact, there are almost 5 million people bitten by dogs every year. A large percentage of those people are children. And it might not be surprised to hear that that pit bulls and Rottweilers are involved in 76% of fatal dog bites. Florida is just behind California in the number of fatal dog bites, and also just behind California in the number of dog bite claims for injuries. There is a Florida statute, 767.04, which basically makes a dog owner liable as a matter of law when their dog bites somebody. There are a couple of exceptions to that, but by and large, a dog owner is responsible. Whether or not the owner knew that the dog was vicious or had the propensity to bite somebody, the owner will be responsible. There are a couple of exceptions. For example, if somebody has a warning, bad dog, sign on their property, then that can potentially alleviate them from a liability. But it's very important that you call an attorney who has experience with dog bite claims so they can speak with you about whether or not you have a valid claim. Now, the question always becomes, okay, well, I have a client who got bitten by a dog and it's a pretty serious injury. Who do I sue? I can sue the dog owner, but does the dog owner have money? Am I able to make a recovery from the dog owner? Is he able to pay out for the damages? So we always look to see if there's insurance, and homeowners insurance will very often cover a dog owner and protect them when their dog bites and injures somebody. So a lot of times when I have clients come in to me, the first place I will look is I will look at the dog owner's insurance policy, his homeowner's insurance, to find out whether there is coverage. Over the years, and especially in the last few years, insurance companies have kind of wised up, and many homeowners insurance policies nowadays will have a dog bite exclusion, which will essentially say, we are not responsible and will not protect you for any injuries caused by your dog. So it's very important that you have an attorney who is skilled and experienced at not only in dog bite cases, but also experienced with reviewing insurance policies and determining whether or not they're covered. So I would highly recommend if you are ever bitten by a dog, whether it's at somebody's house or whether it's out on the street on public property, that you contact an experienced personal injury attorney to find out whether or not you have a valid claim.